Senate will come to order. Will the senators indicate their presence by voting?
The roll shows 16 senators present this morning. Senators Ferguson, Vic Fisher, Sturgeluski, and Jaroff are excused from the call of the Senate today.
Reverend Art Knight of the United Methodist Church of Douglas will give the invocation.
Lord, many thoughts crowd into mind as we pray for these legislative leaders of our state. Some of them, we must admit, arise because we know that what they do may have tremendous impact on our lives and occupations. Others, less self-interested, come from genuine concern for their well-being as persons. So many of us cast our ballots and then convert the one elected into some sort of super-being called senator. We forget that they're still human, that they can still enjoy a good joke, get tired, love someone deeply, be angry or devastatingly hurt. We tend to forget that they are men and women whose private lives were not voted out of existence on Election Day. Today, then, as we pray for these 20 more as private persons than as public servants, we ask that the families and others they love may be reservoirs of strength and unstinting love to them. We pray that their friends may always be constant and true, and we ask also that there may continue to be moments of laughter, for nothing is so deadly as unbroken seriousness. Let there be real joy in their lives and in ours, and let your peace fill the hearts of all. Amen.
Please raise your hand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. President.
Senator Mitchell Booth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the bill, that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. Secretary, please certify the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 31st legislative day.
Senator Alford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 31st legislative day be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Hearing no objection. The guest for introduction. Senator Bob Ziegler.
I have two old Tillicums in the gallery on my side from Ketchikan, both of whom, incidentally, are devout Republicans. One is known to you, Jim Elkins, who's run for office from time to time. Jim. And with him is Kelly Westfall, who is a friend, and I didn't know this until this morning, of Senator Ray's as well as mine for many years back. Kelly, welcome to the Senate.
Senator Jacobs.
Mr. President, two distinguished guests from the Valley are here today, and it's my privilege to introduce Irma Perry and Pamela King.
Messages from the Governor.
Message of February 12, dear Senator Bennett. Alaska hire is still a high priority of this administration. Although recent court decisions have made this matter extremely difficult to deal with, I am confident that there are legal, defensible solutions. We just need to work harder to put together the necessary facts and figures so that these alternatives will pass legal muster in the courts. In the meantime, I have established a Governor's Council on Alaska Hire. The 17-member council will consist of 3 members from my cabinet, 1 member from each of the following industries: tourism, industry support, oil and gas, processing, and timber, 2 members from the House and Senate respectively, 2 members from labor, 1 member from construction, and 2 members from rural Alaska. I expect this group to begin their work immediately. Recruitment of employees and contracting of work for the 1986 session is now in progress, and we need to let various industries know our goals and concerns. Please contact my office to designate your representatives as soon as possible. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. February 12, dear Governor Sheffield, I am in receipt of your letter of February 12, in which you request the names of 2 senators to serve on your newly established Governor's Council on Alaska Hire. At this time, I am submitting to you the names of Senator Bill Ray and Senator Fred Jaroff as the Senate's designees. Best regards, Don Bennett, Senate President. That is the only message from the governor today.
Messages from the House.
Message of February 12, the House passed and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 54, financed by the Finance Committee, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska, establishing a State Officers' Compensation Commission.
State Affairs, Judiciary, Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 48, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to compensation of legislators.
State Affairs, Judiciary, Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 454, financed by the Finance Committee, an act relating to compensation of state officers, establishing a commission on compensation of state officers, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Judiciary, Finance.
That was the only message from the House.
Any communications?
We have no communications today.
Reports of standing committees?
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 35, urging repeal of a United Nations resolution equating Zionism with racism. Senator Booth, Chairman, and Senators DeVries, Ray, and Kelly signed due pass. SJR 35 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 344, Number of Superior Court Judges in the 3rd Judicial District, recommends be replaced with the committee substitute judiciary. Senator Rohde, Chairman, and Senator Ziegler signed due pass. Senators Hallford and Fake signed no recommendation. SB 344 has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 350, providing for an advisory vote as to whether the permanent fund dividend program should be continued. Senator Abood, Chairman, and Senator Kelly signed no recommendation, signing due pass for Senators DeVries and Ray. SB 350 has a further referral to finance. The Transportation Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 374, State Toll Facilities, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Paul Fisher, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Fakes, Abood, and Josephson. SS SB 374 has a further referral to finance. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 386, making supplemental appropriations for session expenses of the legislature, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Fakes, co-chairman, concurring Senators Curtula, Paul Fisher, Eliason, Hallford, and Sackett. SB 386 has no further referral.
Rules.
That's the end of the standing committee reports today.
Reports of special committees?
We have no special committee reports.
New resolutions?
Senate Resolution Number 9 by Senator Ferguson by request relating to electrical utility service and safety.
Labor and Commerce.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 39 by Senators Rohde, McFisher, Bennett, Paul Fisher, Sturgiluski, Ferguson, Jaroff, Coghill, Sackett, Ziegler, Abood, Ray, Kelly, Hallford, Eliason, DeVries, Fakes, Curtula, Fahrenkamp, and Josephson. Proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the right of a citizen to keep and bear arms.
Judiciary.
Those are the new resolutions.
The new bills for introduction.
Senate Bill Number 401 by the State Affairs Committee. An act annulling regulations adopted by the Alaska Public Offices Commission.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill Number 402 by Senator Sackett, an act relating to ICE Classics.
Finance.
Senate Bill Number 403 by Senator Jaroff, an act authorizing advisory votes by the qualified voters of the state on a state income tax on individuals.
Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 404 by Senator Josephson, an act relating to insurance, authorizing joint insurance arrangements, repealing a prohibition against certain types of group insurance, and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 405 by Senator Coghill, an act relating to loans under the Alaska Grain Reserve Program.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 406 by Senator Coghill, an act relating to the conservation and protection of natural rangelands and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill number 407 by Senator Ferguson, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for a grant to the North Slope Borough and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 408 by Senator Ferguson, an act relating to state aid to education and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill number 409 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to a right to farm.
Resources.
Those are the new bills.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the Secretary please read the first item on today's calendar?
Citations honoring Jonah Bolt, Biano Cleveland, and Ghanshyam Sharma by Senator Bennett. A citation honoring Nora and Charlie Gwynn by Senator Sackett, Brody, Ray, Kutula, and Ziegler, Representatives Binkley and Wallace. Honoring Diamond Boys cross-country running team by Representatives Hanley, Pettyjohn, Pierce, and Rigger, Senators Rody, Bakes, and DeVries. Honoring Mount Inchcombe basketball team by Representatives Grusendorf and Adams, Senator Eliason. Honoring the Alaska All-Star Mice by Representatives Phillips, Pinalberry, and Hanley, and Senators Vic Fisher and Halford.
Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation calendar be adopted.
Hearing no objections, citation calendar has been adopted. Senator Halford.
Clear your knees, please. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that publication and notice requirements be suspended and the citation honoring Reverend Norman Sanders be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Without objection.
A citation in memoriam, Reverend Norman O. Sanders by Senator Paul Fisher and DeVries.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
I'd like to have my name added to Norman Sanders.
No objection. Senator Kato.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation be adopted.
Hearing no objection, citation has been adopted. This brings us to the end of today's calendar. Is there any unfinished business? Senator DeVries?
Can we revert to introduction of guests?
Hearing no objection, introduction of guests.
In the gallery behind me is a constituent of both Senator Cotula's and mine, a past mayor of the city of Houston and also a past school board member, Jenny Wasey.
Back to unfinished business. Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Joseph.
Anchorage caucus today at noon in the House Finance Room to discuss state funding for Anchorage area roads.
Senator DeVries.
Thank you, Mr. President. This afternoon at 3:30 in the Belts Room, the Committee on Community and Regional Affairs will be meeting. We will be hearing Senate Bill 369, an act relating to fiscal notes for legislation affecting a municipality, and Senate Bill 376, an act making appropriations to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs to reimburse programs under certain programs. And then next Tuesday, on February 18th, we will be hearing Senate Bill 324, an act relating to grants for water quality enhancement programs, and Senate Bill 335, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $166 million for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements of water, sewer, and solid waste management projects in the state. Thank you.
Senator Rody.
Mr. President, the Senate Judiciary Committee will meet today jointly with the House Judiciary Committee at 1:30 in the Governor's Conference Room rather than the Butrovich Room. We will be listening to the Alaska Judicial Council, two topics, so will be the grand jury system and presumptive sentencing.
Senator Farrakhan.
Mr. President, 1:30 in the Belts Room, we'll be with a teleconferencing into Anchorage for the benefit of the rest of the committee. We'll have a briefing by the Capital Justice Working Group on anticipated growth in the state prison inmate population. Then on Monday at 4:30 in House Finance, There'll be a joint meeting with the House HES Committee and a briefing by the Governor's Mental Health Advisory Council. On Tuesday at 1:30 in Belts, we'll be hearing Senate Bill 264, an act relating to detention and unlawful conduct of minors, and amending Rule 24 of the Alaska Rule of Children's Procedure. Along with that, we'll be taking up some of the sunset provisions. Those will be announced later.
Senator Halford?
Mr. President, the Alaska Environmental Assembly will be hosting a legislative reception Saturday at 7:30 at Dave Allison's house in Douglas. And also, the Alaska Rural Electric Cooperative Association is hosting a legislative reception this evening, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Baranoff Hotel.
Senator Dickolas?
Mr. President, the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee will meet Wednesday, February 19th at 3:30 in the Belts Room. The agenda is House Bill 55 and Senate Bill 295. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate March 28th.
Hearing no objection. Brings us to special orders.
Mr. President.
Senator Coghill.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on March the 17th to attend the Federal Task Force on RS 2477. And also on March the 31st, which is the day after Easter, Easter Monday.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, this would be under unfinished business and a question to the chair. We will be in session tomorrow, and on Monday we will not hold session, going to session on Tuesday morning. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Curtillo?
I move and ask unanimous consent to privilege the floor for just a moment's comment. President, when some years ago with some vision we put in the Susitna Equity Clause, which was to state that a certain amount of the state budget would go into the coastal communities' hydro projects, that same amount would ultimately end up in the rail belt area, or the total funds would be paid back to the state from those areas that received and others didn't. To date, not including the investments in Sitka, which had a separate funding, but to date, the investments in hydro, and that would include the intertie from Anchorage to Fairbanks, which is not strictly hydro, in the coastal communities now are on the order of about over $12,000 per capita, in the rail belt communities, a total investment of about $1,300 per capita. Just to point out to you that, in case our memories fail us, there were some arrangements and agreements with legislators no longer serving, but with coastal communities, that the rail belt area would get a certain proportion of funding for its energy needs as well as the rest of Alaska, no matter in what relationship it came, who got the money first or who was to get it later. That was a commitment at that time.
Mr. President,
Senator,
I have a question to Senator Curtillo. Could you give us this figure in dollars, total dollars?
Yes, I can approximate the figure in total dollars. And this does not include the funding for Sitka. The total grants, and remember these are unexpended, of $218 million for Bradley is not expended, just committed. $490 million. Versus a combination of $294 million and $185 million for the coastal communities. So you could add that up, approximately $480 million or so versus $490
million. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.